Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Balloons Over Broadway, and it's the true story of the puppeteer of Macy's Parade. And this story was written by Melissa Sweet, and she also did the artwork. And if you can get your hands on a copy of this, I highly recommend it. It's very interesting. And
we tell you to play balloons.
Oh, yes.
It's really cool, and we think you should try it out.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, friends, we are really interested in big, giant balloons because, well, who wouldn't be? They're pretty amazing. And there is a video game that Philip's daddy has played with him that has monkeys in it, and they have to shoot balloons down from their jungle.
Because
and it's called Balloons, and it's Philip wanted me to share it with you guys, so you guys can check it out if you want.
You have to stop the balloons from getting through the path.
Yeah, and that's...
It won't show you where the path is.
That is the opposite of what you want to do with the Macy's Parade, though, because in Balloons game, you want to stop the balloons from going, but in the Macy's Parade, you want the balloons to go, because otherwise there won't be a really cool looking parade, right? So let's learn about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, because I don't know that our friends
and
know everything about it. Oh, it's read by Mommy and
the Sword Monkey.
The Sword Monkey, and you'll have to play the game to know what that's all about. So,
and by the way, I'll give you a hint of what the Sword Monkey is a female.
Ooh, yeah, that's because females can also use swords. It's a true story, my friends. Everyone can use a sword if they need to, especially if they're monkeys.
And the ninjas from Ninjago can.
Mm-hmm. There's a female in there as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nia. Mm-hmm. Right. Even though all the rest of them are boys. So, that being said, we have digressed far from our point. And our point is big balloons. And where do they come from? And where are they going? And the only way to know is to read the story. Are you ready? Are you buckled in? Where do these big balloons come from? Let's find out. From the time he was a little boy, Tony Sarg loved to figure out how to make things move. He once said he became a marionette man when he was only 6 years old. And now you know what a marionette is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a wooden figure that has strings attached to it. And when you pull on the strings, the figure moves, like Pinocchio, right?
Uh-huh.
Or a puppet. You know, a famous example of some puppets might be the Muppets from Sesame Street, right? All right, now, his father had asked him to feed their chickens at 6:30 in the morning every day. And Tony had an idea. What if he could feed the chickens without leaving his bed? He rigged up some pulleys and ran rope from the chicken coop door to his bedroom window, and that night, he spread chicken feed outside the coop door. And the next morning, Tony pulled on the rope, and the door to the chicken coop opened, and the chickens ate their breakfast, while Tony stayed snug in his bed, and his dad, so impressed, never made Tony do another chore. I'm not so sure that's great for character building, but that is his parents' decision and not mine. Moving on. When Tony grew up, he moved to London, where he discovered that no one was making marionettes for kids anymore. Oh, you okay? Okay. So, out of wood and cloth and strings, Tony began to make puppets. He figured out ways to make his marionettes' movements so lifelike that they performed as if they were real actors, and word soon spread about Tony's amazing marionettes. When Tony moved to New York City, the Tony Sarg marionettes began performing on Broadway. Now, Broadway is an area in New York City where there's theater. It is a theater area. and they do performances and things like that. Now, in the heart of New York City, in Herald Square, was, are you ready for this? The biggest store on earth! R.H. Macy's department store. Now, Macy's had heard about Tony's puppets and asked him to bring a puppet parade to the store's holiday windows. So Tony made the new puppets based on storybook characters and then attached them to gears and pulleys to make them move. And in the picture, who do we see here? Who is this?
Humpty Dumpty.
Mm-hmm. And what is he doing? There's a bunch of gears sitting underneath
him. He's waving.
Mm-hmm. In Macy's Wonder Town windows, Tony's mechanical marionettes danced across the stage as if by magic. They performed all day long to shoppers jostling for a better look. But Macy's had an even bigger job in store for Tony. Many of the people working at Macy's were immigrants, which means they came from a different country to this country, okay? And as the holidays approached, they missed their own holiday traditions of music and dancing in the streets. So Macy's agreed to put on a parade for their employees, and they hired Tony to help. Now, Tony, too, was an immigrant, so he loved the idea of creating a parade based on the street carnivals from all over the world. So he made costumes and built horse-drawn floats, and Macy's even arranged to bring in bears and elephants and camels from the Central Park Zoo. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
The animals joined hundreds of Macy's employees on Thanksgiving Day in 1924, nearly 100 years ago. Wow. Winding their way from Harlem to Herald Square, it was a dazzling parade. In fact, Macy's first parade was such a success that they decided to have one every year on Thanksgiving Day to celebrate America's own holiday. Amazing. Each year the parade grew, but when Macy's brought in lions and tigers in addition to the bears and the elephants and the camels, the animals roared and growled and frightened the children. So Macy's asked Tony to replace the animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to scare people at a parade, do you? Certainly not. So Tony hoped to replace the animals with some kind of puppets, but his marionettes were less than 3 feet tall. How would he would have to make a larger puppet in order for them to be seen in a parade?
One gigantic puppet.
Mm-hmm. And how could he make them strong enough to hold up in bad weather, like if it started to rain, yet light enough to move up and down the streets? You can't have a big, heavy wooden thing.
A big, heavy rubber thing is
something
perfect.
That can bounce? Let's see. Tony knew of a company in Ohio that made blimps out of rubber, the perfect material for any weather. And when he called the company and showed them his sketches, they agreed to make what Tony wanted. Still, how would Tony have to make his big puppet move? And then Tony had an idea from an Indonesian rod puppet in his toy collection. And in the picture, we can see what that looks like. They have a big rod on one side of the balloon and then another big rod on the other. I guess in this case, it's still a puppet. But do you see what he's going to do? Yeah, I can. Look at this. Ba-boom. On Thanksgiving Day, Tony's creatures, some as high as 16 feet, spilled into the streets and the crowds cheered wildly. Part puppet, part balloon, the air-filled rubber bags wobbled down the avenues, propped by wooden sticks. Amazing. These were the very first balloons. But now the sidewalks were so packed with people that only those in the first few rows could really see the parade. Tony realized his puppets would have to be even bigger and higher off the ground. And though the sticks helped to steer the puppets, they were stiff and heavy. And Tony wanted his balloons to articulate, which means to move and gesture. More like puppets, but how? With a marionette, the controls are above and the puppet hangs down. You see?
But if Spider-Man was holding that caterpillar up,
He would be above it, right?
Yeah, and he would be jumping building to building and it would be super high.
But how many Spider-Men are there?
Three.
There's not enough to have everybody in the float be a Spider-Man, right? So that is not a very good solution unless there's a lot of them. But what if the controls were below the puppet and the puppet could rise up? Now that's an idea, isn't it? Let's see. Turning the page. During the next year, Tony set his new idea in motion. This time he asked the company in Ohio to make balloons out of rubberized silk, as strong as rubber, but lighter than rubber alone. Most importantly, Tony ordered the balloons to be filled not just with air, but with helium, too. Since helium is lighter than air, it would make the balloons rise. Now, once the puppets were completed, they were deflated and shipped back to Tony in New York. Tony did not know if everything was going to go as planned. Like, what if the balloons are filled with too much helium? Or what if one hits a sharp object? Or what if they... will they fit under the elevated train track? A lot of good questions here. It was still dark on Thanksgiving morning when Tony filled the balloons with helium, tethering them down with sandbags. By 1 p.m., the sidewalks were packed with people ready for the parade, and then, one by one, Tony cut the lines to the sandbags. Let's have a parade.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's a new catchphrase. Let's see what happens. Bum ba da dum ba dum bum. And the magnificent upside-down marionettes rose up to the skies. And then look, everyone can see them. The people who are on the ground, the people who are in the buildings. Everybody. Let's see. Nodding and waving to the crowds below, they sailed past Central Park, they sailed down Broadway, they shimmied and swayed through the canyons of New York City. High above the crowds, they flounced in the afternoon wind, pulling the rope handlers this way and that. Yet, with every heave, the balloons gestured and articulated like wild puppets, and the crowd screamed
one,
for more.
Two, three, four, five,
all the balloons were eased under the L. That's the elevated. See, look at this. There's an elevated train track that goes along through the city. Okay. And they ended in front of Macy's at Tony's Wondertown windows. It was a parade New Yorkers would never forget. And from that day on, every Thanksgiving morning, crowds have lined the sidewalks of New York City to see what new balloons would rise to the skies for Macy's famous parade. And I happen to know what the new one is going to be this year. And I have a hint. She's blue. She's
Bluey
from Australia. Yeah, and she's a dog.
Bluey. Bluey.
Now, Tony Stark, the puppeteer who loved to figure out how to make things move, had set the stage with a little rigging for a puppet to be anything anyone could imagine it to be. And what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing to have. And it's one of our favorite things is that we get to see, we watch the parade every single year while we're waiting for our turkey, don't we? Mm-hmm. Because it's the best. And it's also the end of the story. Would you like to say the end with me?
Mm.
The end. Thank you.